Hey, everyone. We are opening up this week's Inbox. I'm here with John Thomas. John, welcome.
Hey. Hi, Lisa.
Great to hear from you down there in Arkansas.
It's great to be talking to you guys. I so enjoy getting to do this. Thank you for inviting me.
Hey, well, it's our privilege to be able to glean from your wisdom, because we know we have on Boundless Answers for a long time. So it's time to hear from you on the show as well.
All right.
And we will, because we have got a woman who has written in, and she says, I am 25, working college ministry, and deeply desire to be married someday. A few months ago, I broke up with a guy whom I dated for a few months. He's a really great guy. He's involved with our church. He's growing in community and in his faith, is a kind person with a great personality. And since we met, we had an instant connection. But I broke up with him because I didn't feel like we were in the same place spiritually. Don't get me wrong, he pursued me well, initiated hard conversations, he's learning and growing, but he became a Christian not long ago and is still figuring stuff out. I just wasn't sure if I could respect him enough as a spiritual leader. What exactly does it look like for a guy to be a spiritual leader in a relationship? What kinds of things should I be looking for? And is it okay to be watching and waiting for my ex-boyfriend and for the Lord to continue to work in both of our lives, anticipating dating in the future?
Well, Lisa, you know, when I hear that question, the article that comes to mind on Boundless was one entitled, I think it was entitled, Faith for the Man He'll Become.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great article, and in that article it talks about, you know, how girls can look around the culture that they're in, and they can see some great husbands, some men who have been at this thing for a while, and they are looking for a guy that's at that level.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to understand that whoever that husband is or whoever that father is that you admire, it took time for him to get there. And so the first thing I want to encourage her and others who are maybe thinking the same way is, you know, where he is right now hopefully won't be where he will be forever. And so here's the thing that I'm going to say. Here's what you need to look for when you're looking at young guys. You need to look at not so much where they are now or even how much Bible knowledge they have now, because it isn't about Bible knowledge. That's important. But what you want to look at is this the kind of guy who's showing some hunger, who is showing that he wants to pursue God, that he wants to learn, that he is wanting to soak things up. And so maybe he is just getting started, but what I would really zero in on is his hunger and his desire and his willingness to move forward. And if you see a hunger there, if you see a guy that's like, man, I maybe just became a Christian, but I want to soak up everything I can, and he's looking for ways to expose himself to discipleship, and he's pulling up against older guys to try to learn, he may not be where you are, having, you know, been on this journey a little bit longer, but that's a great guy to be watching, because it won't take him long to get to that place. And so when I define leadership in a relationship, I don't define it as someone who has more Bible knowledge than the other person. I define leadership as leading in hunger and leading in pursuit as much as I do having knowledge or revelation of who God is. And it isn't just Bible knowledge, like I said, although that's important. So that's the first thing I want to say. Look and see if those characteristics are there, and then have faith for what he'll become in that. Now, if he's just kind of, you know, if he's not showing any interest, he doesn't want to grow, that's a whole different topic. The other thing I want to say is don't underestimate the influence that you as a girl can have on making a guy wanting to grow in the Lord. I remember being in college and being attracted to a girl who was well advanced in terms of just her maturity in the Lord. But it inspired me. It motivated me. Now, it may not have been the best motivation in the world, but it motivated me to look at myself and say, you know, is this the kind of girl that I could lead? Is this someone that I could offer something to in spiritual terms? And it really caused me to kind of take it up a notch. It really caused me to want to grow and learn and be discipled. And so I want to say to her, be encouraged that you have the ability to influence in that way. this sounds like a great guy to me. You just have a few years on him maybe as a Christian, but I think that, you know, this is something that probably the Lord can make that up in a short amount of time. And this, he sounds like a great catch to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, from what we've heard.
From the letter, sounds like it.
Yeah, exactly. I would just say, too, in hearing what you said there, John, the idea for guys, you know, one thing for guys and then one for girls is, I liked what you said about, yeah, if you're not seeing any signs of this, then you need to be careful. And with guys, I think they need to be careful to not be resentful of women. You know, women will say, well, I'm looking for this in a leader, I'm looking for that. And whether or not those are, you know, a little bit exaggerated or a little bit unrealistic, guys need to not be resentful of an understanding of spiritual leadership and to not say, oh, great, you know, I'm just going to have to join another Bible study or I'm going to have to do this or do that. You know, they're responsible before the Lord for growing in their faith and for understanding what that looks like. And I see a lot of guys get very defeatist about that or angry about it and just say, you know, well, now I'm not going to do anything then because I don't want to, you know, do it just for the sake of XYZ. At the same time, I think ladies need to not be saying, and I think you covered this well, the idea of, you know, he has to have written a study guide on the Book of Lamentations,
right,
and his favorite book has to be Fox's Book of Martyrs. I mean, no one wants that. So.
Right. Now, and you know, that kind of opens up another category of are we kindred spirits and, you know, mm-hmm, do we like the same things? But that's a whole different area of just kind of personality connection.
Right.
I think in just the area of here's a guy who really wants to pursue the Lord. He may not know how yet. He may not know all the ways. He may not know all the good books. He may not know those things. But you look into his heart, and you see someone who's real serious about this, and who wants to go for this thing. I think that's the kind of thing that you're looking for. That's a young guy who's got all kinds of potential to be an awesome husband, father, leader, and all those things. But just because, you know, he hasn't taken the so-and-so course yet that you took, I would put less weight on that.
Yeah. Well, great insight, John, and thank you again for really, I think, taking a very reasoned and prayerful approach to addressing these questions. I think this was a great example of that, so thanks so much for weighing in.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, that is it for this week's show. Write to us, editor@boundless.org, with your questions so we can address it in the future. Also, you know, we like to just point you to articles or different resources that may be helpful to you, and so we would love to have the opportunity to do that as well. And when you see us post a question or a show on Facebook, make sure that you comment there as well and let your friends know about the different articles and different Q&As that we have going on, because they may be able to help them in the future too. So we want to be able to broaden our base and our influence, let others in on the great wisdom and insight we receive from folks here. So that is it for this week's show. Make sure you join us next week. Until then, I'm Lisa Anderson for The Boundless Show.
The Boundless Show is a production of Boundless.org. Focus on the family.